we were just walking along and having this joy of a time, enjoying the fresh air, the mountains and the trees around us. And out pops this deer from the woods. And all of a sudden, snap, my dog had broken its leash. Welcome to the Dog Ninja Show. We're kicking this off to talk to you guys about how to get your dog to focus more on you with and without food as a reinforcement. Thanks for joining us today, and I just wanted to let you guys know how thankful I am for this wonderful dog training community here on the Doggy Dojo. And I've been wanting to share with you guys a really impactful story that meant a lot to me growing up as a kid and really set me on the path that I am on today. And that was back when I was about 10 years old. I went to this great camp called the Iron Dog Camp, and it was so cool. I got to explore all these new activities with my dog, anything from dog agility to frisbee to just a number of different types of sports to do with my dog. And this, at a very young age, was so impactful to me, and it really set me on the path to understanding that there's more to life with your dog than just the walk around the block or taking him to the park. Those being great activities, I have had so much joy in discovering new activities with my dog and finding that particular activity that we can share and learn together in. Now, there's one thing that happened on this trip that changed my life forever, and it really just gave me so much perspective of how I can get my dog to be more motivated for me without just the use of food. Now, Blitzen, my Whippet, was the dog that I took to this trip, and it was a fantastic time, and he actually even won a few different awards during the challenges of the camp. One of them being this huge, long recall or come when called to me across a big open field. He had the longest come when called, and he also had the longest send to a tunnel, where he went into a tunnel from the furthest distance away. So my dog and I had a lot bond and a lot to share together, and we had a great relationship. Well, each night we would actually take the dogs out on a walk or hike around this beautiful outdoor landscape that was there. It was this nice campsite that had these wonderful trails. We were just walking along and having this joy of a time, enjoying the fresh air, the mountains and the trees around us. And out pops this deer from the woods. And all of a sudden, snap, my dog had broken its leash, and it had chased after this deer. My pit of my stomach was in knots. I yelled and I screamed and I said, "Blitzen, come! Blitzen, please come!" And you know what? That deer was so exciting for Blitzen to chase, and him being a sight hound, he chased down that deer. I was sweating, and I was just in tears. The whole camp rallied, and we went searching for my dog Blitzen. And half an hour to an hour later, in reality, it felt longer. It felt like hours upon hours. I was just looking and looking and looking for Blitzen. And finally, we find him. And he was so worn out and so tired, he had laid down into this patch of mud or dirt. And one of the trainers that were there, said that he was camouflaging because he knew he was lost and he had to find his way. Now, I don't think my dog was camouflaging. I think he was just hot, and it was a hot day, and he just needed a place to cool down. But they found him, and we got him. And I was already in tears. I mean, I cannot tell you, as a 10-year-old boy, I was just shocked of, how quickly this relationship, this great relationship, could be literally broken with a deer jumping across in front of us. That all that joy that we've had together, all these things that we shared together, this relationship that we had, was based off on not just our relationship, but it was mostly based off of probably some reinforcement that the dog wanted to get. My dog, Blitzen, found it so reinforcing to go chase that deer. And now a lot of dogs are like that. If a rabbit pops out or a squirrel pops out, there's a lot of dogs out there that would just love to go chase that thing. And that is a very difficult distraction, but it definitely made me think and pause for a second and realize that there is more to life with my dog than just food as a reinforcement, because food as a reinforcement in those situations does not compare. And it made me think about, like, why does Blitzen want to chase the deer over being with me and coming back when called? Yes, the understanding of the behavior of come in the context of a deer is completely different than the context of me standing 100 feet away and calling him to me directly, or me sending him out to a tunnel. But the reality is I had to figure out what is going to motivate my dog outside the use of food. And that started my journey. And I looked and researched and studied, and you got to know this if you haven't heard already, that I grew up in a dog training family. My mom is a fantastic dog trainer, so I know a lot about dog training. And at that point, at 10 years old, I had helped assist in many different dog training classes and taught many people how to get their dog to come when called. But I knew at that singular point that I needed to find out what is going to motivate my dog beyond the use of food. And it wasn't until I ran into this great seminar with this guy, Ken Ramirez. If you haven't heard of him, I definitely recommend listening to him, because he is a fantastic animal behaviorist. And if you haven't seen his stuff before, I'll give you a little breakdown. He's done many different things, from helping to find the sea turtle eggs when the big oil spill happened in the Gulf, teaching dogs how to quickly locate and discover the sea turtle eggs that were buried underneath the sand before they hatched and went running into the ocean, into the oil. And they saved so many sea turtles with that adventure, but also to things like teaching butterflies to fly on cue. Yes, you would never think that you could teach butterflies to fly on a particular cue, but Ken Ramirez figured it out. And at this seminar, he broke down how to build other types of reinforcement. And he showed us how to get the dog more motivated for anything, whether it be toys, pets, the snap of your finger, the wiggle of your thumb. Yes, Ken Ramirez had broken down the science of how to motivate a dog to want more than just food as a reinforcement. And even with his own dog, he noticed that, you know, for certain tricks, that his dog was more oriented to food than it was to toys. And we found out that, of course, food is what we call a primary reinforcement. It's what dogs need to survive. They don't need pets. They don't need toys to survive. If they were lost in the wild, like my dog Blitzen, they'd be looking for food and water and shelter. And that's why food is such a powerful reinforcement, so much so that you can actually use food to build up other types of reinforcers, or what we call secondary reinforcers, like pets, toys, verbal praise. And that is where things completely changed for me as a dog trainer, but also as a dog owner. I finally figured out the secret of motivating my dog when they don't feel motivated for food. And this has helped me build so many great behaviors, including helping me to understand how to get dogs so motivated on a dog agility course. If you don't know already, in dog agility, they don't have food. They don't have toys inside the competition ring. It's not allowed. And you need to get your dog to want to do all these different obstacles, going through tunnels, over jumps, climbing across the A-frame, and lightning speeds without having food or toys on you. And so the skills that I've learned from Ken Ramirez really helped revolutionize my understanding of how to get dogs to do this. And if you've ever watched dogs do agility, you've wondered, how are they so excited about doing all these behaviors, these very complex behaviors, like going through weave poles, getting a dog to weave through 12 poles? It's a very complex behavior. without having food in your hand, without having toys in your hand, and the dogs have a huge smile on their face. Not only that, the owners have a huge smile on their faces. I've had the most joyous times with my dogs through the sport of dog agility, and now I've started to discover other sports like frisbee and dock diving. The dog world is opening up every single day to more and more amazing dog training sports that you can do and play with your dog. And my hope is that through this dog ninja show, that I can help you guys unlock the secrets to your dog's training and start to unlock your dog's potential. We on the show are going to share not only some great dog training tips, but I'm also going to bring in some experts to interview and show you guys the secrets to your dog. And then I'm also going to talk with owners just like you. And if you're interested in that, please let me know. Feel free to email me if you'd love to come on the show. And we're going to dive deep into understanding your dog and understanding how to get a full life with your dog. My mission through Doggy Dojo is to help you discover the path to life with your dog. I do this through many different ways, through platforms like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. But I know that time is busy and life it gets crazy, and it's hard to sit down sometimes and to read an article through a blog or to watch a video. So my hope is that through this podcast, while some of you may be listening through this inside your car or while you're going throughout your day, I'm hoping that I can help you discover that path to life with your dog through the Dog Ninja Show. Thanks for joining us today, and please feel free to reach out to me by going to www.thedoggydojo.com. On there is a free 4-week dog training guide to help you discover the path to life with your dog. So if you want to get started today, feel free to go to www.thedoggiedojo.com for more information. Hope you have fun with your dog, and we'll see you guys next time.